Hill 4. It's just after 10:15 and time for the archers.
Here, mind where you point that hose, John. You're supposed to be washing down the parlour, not splashing the stuff halfway up the walls.
Sorry, Dad. We could get this done in half the time if the water pressure was better.
Yeah, I know. I think that every morning.
But can't you get something done about it?
Oh, I've been on to them. Anyway, cows will be going out in a couple of weeks.
Well, still next winter.
Yeah, well, I'll have to get on to them again.
Bet you'll be glad when they go out.
Not half as glad as the cows will be.
Uncle Phil's thinking of turning his out next week.
So they can stuff themselves full of all that grass.
Do you think the cows can tell the difference?
What, between being in here and out in the fields?
No, between grass that's had fertiliser on it and grass that's organic.
Well, my cows aren't going to get a chance to taste the difference.
What, in case they get a taste for nitrate?
Nah, in case they start producing non-organic milk.
Well, you won't be able to feed them off the new land then.
I told you, I'd have a bet with you on that.
You're on.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take money off a baby.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
All right then, I'll shake hands on it.
How much?
How much would it cost me to buy a new tractor?
No one's having a new tractor till I've got a refrigerated van for the ice cream.
Well, John wanted to know what I'd bet him that we'd get approval on that barley.
Well, before you start betting tractors, you'd better open this.
Oh, right.
Cattle and Soil Association?
Yes.
Hang on, you haven't placed your bet yet.
Well?
I don't believe it.
Haven't we got it?
Well, Dad?
They've turned us down.
Oh, no.
What did I tell you, Dad?
John, I thought you were going over to Home Farm.
Uncle Brian said I didn't have to be there till 9:30. Hey, how much are you going to pay me?
Can't afford to pay you anything now we haven't got the symbol.
But you shook hands.
Anybody would think you didn't want us to get it.
It's not that I didn't want us to get it. It's just I didn't think we would, that's all.
John, I'm sure Tony will settle his debts, but why don't you go in and get ready to go to Home Farm?
Yeah. Then you and Brian can have a good laugh at me together.
Oh, Tony, that's not fair.
You know, I think I'd rather spend the day shadowing Brian and listening to you moan on.
Would you be prepared to give a lamb for the church then, Brian?
Well, I don't see why not. As long as I don't have to do anything special with it.
No. You just give the church the average price you get when you take a load of lambs to market. Like you used to do for that.
Rather a change from when the church demanded tithes from farmers.
Shouldn't think you'll find a farmer in this country who could afford to pay a tithe.
And I can't see this election changing anything. Mm. Not now our fates are in the hands of the EC bureaucrats.
Well, I shall be glad when it's all over and you can actually find news in the paper.
Jet seems to be coming on well.
Yes, I'm very pleased with him. John, make sure he walks to heel.
Right. Heel. Jet, heel.
Yeah, I think it's a very good idea of yours, Brian, letting John shadow you for a day.
Well, but his idea.
He'll find it very different from working for Tony.
What? Because I won't work him as hard.
Because you're a completely different setup.
In Tony's eyes, I'm hardly a farmer at all.
Good. If you wanted to, I suppose you could look on organic farming as a diversification.
You know Tony got turned down by the Soil Association this morning?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, on those 22 acres. You can never know exactly what's happened to a piece of land before you take it on.
No, I know.
I shouldn't think you've much to worry about with Red House Farm, though.
Well, I've enough to worry about just trying to buy it.
Fraser's not playing funny tricks.
Oh, don't mention that man to me. I got another letter from his solicitor this morning telling me to agree a date for completion.
Well, that's easy. You just get Elizabeth to persuade Cameron.
But it's a business matter between Fraser and me. I don't want Elizabeth involved.
You're frightened she might end up on his side.
John, I think Jet's had enough for now.
We ought to be getting a move on.
All right. So, where are you off to now?
Chris's. I've got a whole load of off-the-road riding bumps that I want to drop off for her.
Oh, she said you'd approached her about getting involved.
In tandem with Debbie to begin with. And then when Debbie's got the hang of it, she'll take over completely. It's only a bit of part-time work anyway.
Then what happens to Chris?
Well, I've got to persuade her she wants to take it on yet. And I don't want Debbie to know anything about it until I've settled it with Chris.
Oh, why on earth should I say anything to Debbie?
Well, she and Elizabeth seem to be pretty thick at the moment.
Phil!
Well, something the matter?
Yes, I've just had Robin on the phone. And he's just had the Archdeacon on the phone to him. Apparently he's hopping mad over the second application for a faculty for the bell tower.
Oh.
And Robin's sure that he's going to rap Tom and me over the knuckles when he sees us on Friday.
who'd be a church warden?
That's exactly what I'm beginning to ask myself.
I hope perhaps you don't think we're trying to interfere too much.
No, no, it's just we got turned down by the Soil Association this morning.
Oh, dear.
What on earth?
Tony's very upset. It affects next winter's dairy rations.
So it's up to you and the ice cream to save the family fortunes.
How many people are you expecting at Lower Loxley over Easter?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, with Easter being so late this year, people will be champing at the bit to get out and about.
Let's hope they're champing at the bit for Bridge Farm ice cream.
I'm sure they will be. When I was Mr. Snowy...
Nigel, I don't think Bridge Farm ice cream is to be compared to Mr. Snowy.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
I mean, Bridge Farm ice cream is the real stuff.
And made using local organic produce wherever it's available.
Compared to any other ice cream you can buy...
I know it really can't be compared. That's why I'm keen for Pat to sell it at Lower Loxley Hall. Only the best is good enough for us, Pat. But I do think you need to provide as many varieties as possible.
Yes.
And you'll probably sell more that way.
How'd you work that one out?
Well, people find choice a very difficult concept. So if you offer them a choice between coffee and minty munchy, they'll end up settling for a scoop of both.
Sounds a revolting combination to me.
So think of the increase in Pat's profits.
And yours.
I've been experimenting with flavours all weekend.
Oh, I wish I'd been here to taste.
Well, how do you fancy a scoop of honey and blackcurrant?
So, when do you start stocking this lake?
Week after next. If I find a decent supplier by then.
He's going to stock it with 750 six-inch rainbow trout.
You've certainly been listening today.
When can you catch them?
They ought to be ready sometime in August.
Should weigh over a pound by then.
What? I thought you were shadowing Brian in order to learn about farming.
This is farming.
Not in my book.
Dad, if you had as much land as Uncle Brian's got...
I could turn it all over to set aside and retire.
At least at the end of your 5 years, you'd be sure of getting the Soil Association symbol.
Oh, we'll get it next year. Won't we, Dad? I thought you were thinking of working for me next year.
Oh, I'll still be working at home in my spare time.
Ah, Brian.
Oh, good. Debbie said I'd find you here.
Is Elizabeth with you?
No, I dropped her off at Brookfield. Why?
Pat said she wasn't feeling very well. I said it was just that she couldn't face any more ice cream.
Did Mum let you try a new honey and blackcurrant?
Yes, it was absolutely super.
Mm. Honey and blackcurrant sounds like some sort of throat pastel.
Well, Pat's ice cream tastes very unmedicinal indeed.
Nigel, what brings you here?
He's come to sign you up for Lower Loxley Hall.
What?
I was thinking more along the lines of Mr. Aldrich signing us up.
Signing you up?
I'd like my conference guests to be able to fish and ride here.
Oh, good. Has Debbie given you the forms?
Yes, but they're for individual riders. What I'm interested in is some sort of corporate deal.
Deal?
So that people attending conferences would automatically be entitled to use your riding and fishing facilities.
Well, they won't be able to fish until the summer.
But that's exactly when I'd like to be able to offer it.
But all people were coming on conferences.
But you know what they say.
What?
All work and no play.
Well, anyone who wants will be able to hire a rub by the day. I'm sure once we really got the riding scheme underway, it won't take long to process applications.
Well, the people coming to conferences will be coming from all over the country. They won't want to join the riding scheme for a year.
It'd be a very expensive ride if they did.
But if you enrolled Lower Loxley Hall as a member...
Yeah, but I might end up with hundreds of your lot riding for the price of one.
Oh, I don't think there'll be hundreds. I thought it might be to our mutual advantage.
Can't see where my advantage comes in.
Publicity.
I don't need publicity.
Well, I thought...
John, I thought we'd agreed that anything you saw and heard today was strictly confidential.
Well, Debbie seemed to think the more publicity you got, the better. Helped get those application forms rolling in.
Did she?
It'd be much more convenient for people to come here from Lower Loxley than go to Felpersham Country Park. But then again, they have got golf there as well.
I thought you were negotiating with Jack Woolley about that.
Yes, Mr. Woolley seemed very keen.
Well, perhaps if it was going to be to my advantage.
You have to remember that Grey Gables is already a going concern.
My riding scheme's a going concern.
Well, all I need to know then is, who do I negotiate with?
The health food shop's got all sorts of other herbal teas, if you like that one. But they say you shouldn't have raspberry leaves.
Why not?
Apparently it used to be taken to procure miscarriages.
Oh.
And your dad said I was to remind you not to go near any sheep. Till lambing's finished, anyway.
I've never wanted to go near sheep, even when I wasn't pregnant. Oh, you're right. This is much nicer with a bit of honey in it.
Good. I can't believe that Pat wants to use my honey for her ice cream.
Well, make sure she pays you properly for it. Nigel's giving her a very good deal on her stall at Lower Loxley.
I thought he was getting a share of the profit.
Only if she makes over a certain amount. If it rains, Nigel will hardly make anything.
How much will Pat make?
There are bound to be some snotty-nosed little kids demanding ice cream.
Just wait until you discover how ruthlessly children's appetites are played on.
I shall just say no.
Oh. Will you be in for supper tonight?
You're having spring cabbage again.
It's silly not to eat it.
Why on earth Uncle Tom decided to plant so much?
I weeded out as many of the plants as I dared.
It's a shame you can't sell it to Pat for her ice cream.
Isn't it? Green vegetables are very good for you, you know.
Mum, don't fuss.
I'm not fussing. But I do want to see that you look after yourself and my grandchild properly. And if that means eating spring cabbage... Elizabeth? Was it something I said?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to upset you.
It's not you.
But it can, though.
Yes.
He might just be having trouble getting used to the idea.
You think that's why he hasn't rung?
I don't know.
I do. Thinks I should have an abortion.
What?
And then everything will be as it was.
How dare you?
I don't know.
Oh, darling. Oh, Lizzie. It's all right, sir.
What's happened?
I've let you all down.
Oh, I know it has been. It's a bit of a shock.
Well, you can say that again. But I am trying my best to get used to it.
Well, it's our grandchild. That's all that matters.
Oh, Mum.
No, that's not all that matters, Elizabeth. Our daughter matters, too.
Oh, Dad. Ruth, do you mind me asking all these questions?
If you're going to go and work for Brian, you might as well know what you're letting yourself in for.
Mum's all for me going to college.
I had a great time at college.
Did you?
Gave me a bit of time to think.
Think about what?
Farming.
Well, you think about farming all the time if you're working on a farm.
You don't really think about farming as such. You think about the job you're doing and the job you're going to do after you've done the one you're doing. But you don't have that much time to think about why you're doing it.
You're doing it to make a living.
But farming's more than that. And I stand here and look at the landscape. Oh, listen to me. Sound like Uncle Tom and I'm supposed to be getting these cows in.
Go on about farming.
Go on about it.
About why you do it.
I decided when I was a little girl I wanted to live in the country. And then one holiday we went and stayed on a farm. I was allowed to help collect the eggs. I don't think I stopped talking about it for weeks after we got home.
You decided very early on.
Never really decided.
Well, you decided to go to Harper Adams.
At one stage, I thought I was going to do geography. And I did a project on farming and the landscape. And I realised that it was farming that had made a lot of the landscape how it was. And now here I am, getting the cows in.
Ours won't be going out for the week after next.
Well, these won't be coming out after milking. It's steers only this week. Come on, you lot. Have you gotten your way back to the milking parlour?
I'll push them up this way.
Thanks. You could do a lot worse than going to work for Brian, you know.
I'd like to have a go at looking after sheep.
You should be here when we're lambing.
Dad says Brian will exploit me.
Oh, it's always difficult working for a member of your family.
I know.
Trouble is, you always want to do as much as you can for them. But they forget that you might want something from them in exchange. Come on, girl. You can have fresh grass again tomorrow.
Hello, John. What are you doing here?
What do you think of my new cowhand, David?
Great. Does he know we can't pay him?
He's going to work for love of me.
Oh. I thought I did that.
Well.
Don't ever get married, John.
Don't listen to David. If you think you found the right woman, just get on with it. Then you never need get up for Milton again.
It's not quite the way it operates at Bridge Farm.
Yeah, but you do get to eat Pat's ice cream whenever you want it.
And when you don't.
Hey, what, you? You're going in the wrong direction.
Hey, Ruth, you got any plans for tonight?
No. Why? You going to take me out?
No. Mum wants us to have supper with them.
Why?
Well, I think she wants help with a spring cabbage glut.
I don't like spring cabbage.
Well, let's just have to hope that Elizabeth eats her share.
Is Elizabeth going to be there?
I think Mum wants a cosy family supper.
Sounds nice.
Right. Well, I'll go and tell Mum we're on.
coming for tea.
Why?
Well, we don't usually have tea in here in the middle of Tuesday afternoon.
I've been trying to talk to you all day.
What about Elizabeth?
Yes. Do you want a piece of cherry cake?
Oh, yes, please.
Phil, I don't want you to get all upset about what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, don't tell me Cameron's decided to marry her.
This isn't the time for making jokes.
Oh, sorry.
Here's your cake.
Thank you.
I just thought that before Elizabeth told Ruth and David...
Well, the sooner she starts telling people, the better.
It's not going to be an easy thing for her to do.
Well, she should have thought of that in the first place.
That's why I thought a quiet supper with Ruth and David.
Well, I can tell you what David will say. You know what he thinks of Cameron Fraser.
Phil, Cameron wants Elizabeth to have an abortion.
What?
Be careful, Phil.
That man wants my daughter to have an abortion.
That's what he told Elizabeth.
How dare he?
I think he thought it was the easiest solution.
I'll give him easy solutions.
Where are you going?
I'm going to tell Cameron Fraser what I think of him.
No, you're not.
You don't mean you agree with him?
How could you think that?
No, I'm sorry, Jill.
Sit down.
Sit down?
Well, it's not going to do any good your going and ranting and raving at Cameron.
Well, it might teach him something about moral responsibility.
And it might drive him away altogether.
The further the better, as far as I'm concerned.
He's still the baby's father.
Not in my book.
Well, if you're not going to discuss it in a sensible manner...
Look, I just don't feel very sensible at the moment. What I'd like to do is give Cameron Fraser a good horsewhipping.
You're a magistrate.
When I think of what he's done to our daughter...
Elizabeth was quite old enough to know what she was doing.
And to have the nerve to suggest she has an abortion...
Look! We're not going to get anywhere if you fly off the handle.
Jill, I am not flying off the handle.
You won't sit down.
Oh, all right. So what do you think I should do?
I don't think you should do anything. I think we, all of us, should show Elizabeth just how important her baby is to us.
And let Cameron get off scot-free.
Alienating Cameron isn't going to help Elizabeth.
He wants to murder her baby.
That's not what Elizabeth wants.
Of course it's not what Elizabeth wants.
But if we drive Cameron away and Elizabeth still wants him...
She wouldn't.
I just don't want to risk it.
Elizabeth would never agree.
He hasn't been in touch with her since last week.
Well, if he thinks he can just wash his hands off
her... Phil, if Cameron really wanted Elizabeth to have an abortion, don't you think he'd be trying to make her have it as soon as possible?
But... Oh, I don't know, Jill. I honestly don't know.
I can't see why everyone's making such a fuss over a few old timbers.
Uncle Tom's worried he might stop him being church warden.
Yes, I don't think Mum's looking forward to Friday. So unfair. She and Uncle Tom only did what they thought was best.
It'd have been in even more trouble if they'd left the floor in a dangerous state. Someone could have fallen through it.
I hadn't thought of that.
There was a photographer from the Echo up here, taking pictures.
I wonder who that was.
Tall, husky jacket.
Wilf.
Well, nice guy. Gave me a lift from Brookfield.
Did he say he was doing the story?
No.
3 months ago, I'd have been hounding everyone in sight about it.
Elizabeth Archer, intrepid girl reporter.
Yes.
It must tie you down a bit, working for Nigel.
Yes.
After all the fuss, I thought there'd be a bit more to see than just a few piles of mud.
Me too. What were you doing at Brookfield?
I went to talk to Ruth about what it'd be like working for Brian.
I didn't know you were going to work for him.
I think so. Ruth was really great.
Was she?
No, she didn't treat me like an idiot.
Good.
She was actually quite sympathetic. She understood why I wanted to get as much different farming experience as possible.
Wouldn't you rather go and work somewhere away from home?
Not really.
Well, it would mean you wouldn't have the family interfering all the time.
Mum doesn't interfere that much.
Just everybody else. Oh, wherever you go in this village, you can't get away from Archers. Look at these gravestones. Archer, Forrest, Larkin, Archer.
I'm surprised there are any Archers left when they all died so young.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children who died before they were one.
That's better than when they were older.
What?
Well, you know, when they were really people. Not babies.
Are you hitching back to Bush Farm?
Gonna give me a lift?
I might as well. Then I'll have to go back and face supper at Brookfield.
I'm not going to be rushed into anything by Cameron Fraser. The last thing we need is to be sorting out this conveyance when we're flat out making the silage.
But your dad doesn't want to lose the land, do you?
No, I certainly do not. Particularly now Nigel's land's out of the picture.
Elizabeth, can you just move that map for me?
Okay.
Thanks.
We won't lose the land. Fraser's desperate to sell. Not going to get anyone else to cough up the money before Michaelmas, is he?
Ruth, John said he'd had a very useful chat with you.
Good. I was trying to warn him of the difficulties of working for your family.
Here you are, Phil. Help yourself.
Oh, it's not spring cabbage again.
Very good for you. It's got a lot of vitamins in it.
What's in that one, Elizabeth?
Broccoli.
Oh, well, that's a bit better.
Would you like me to give you some?
Yes, please.
I told Ruth we'd only been invited over to eat up the glut.
You know what Mum's like, David. She hates to see anything going to waste.
No wonder Kenton's not here.
I do hope he likes the flat.
He's not moving in with us if he doesn't.
Well, he's got to go somewhere. And your mother can't turn away guests who booked last year.
I wish I knew what was happening to me a year ahead. Don't you, Elizabeth?
I could have filled that room for Easter 10 times over.
You know what you should do, Mum?
What?
Try charging Kenton a bed and breakfast rate.
Then we'd never see him again.
We hardly see him now.
It makes a change having dinner with Elizabeth.
Doesn't it?
What's that mean?
Well, always knew that thing with Cameron Fraser wouldn't last.
David.
No, I just wanted Elizabeth to know that I'm glad she's seen the error of her ways.
Just because Cameron wants you to hurry up and buy Red House Farm.
I don't know why you're still sticking up for him.
David.
He's years too old for her.
But David, you weren't invited for dinner to criticise Cameron.
Oh, after the way you were just going on about him in the office just now?
I'm pregnant.
What?
Congratulations, Lizzie. Thanks, Ruth.
I don't believe what I've just heard.
David?
I mean, honestly.
David, it's true.
Of all the stupid things.
David, aren't you going to congratulate Elizabeth?
What, for getting pregnant by Cameron Fraser?
Not going to help you making a fuss.
How did it happen?
Do you mean to say you've lived on a farm all your life and you don't know how conception happens?
Do you really think he's going to marry you?
I didn't do it to get him to marry me. It was an accident.
How stupid can you get?
David, I don't think this is very helpful.
It's all right, Dad. David, you can't say anything to me that I haven't already said to myself.
Does he know?
Yes.
Well, I bet he's washed his hands of you.
David, please, he hasn't washed his hands of me.
Well, he's not sitting here waiting to be congratulated, is he?
But Elizabeth is. I know it isn't easy, but
All right. I'm sorry. Well done, little sister.
Thanks, David. And I'm not that little anymore. I'll have to get me Auntie Dot knitting for you. She does the most amazing little coats and things.
Where are you going to live?
There's plenty of room here.
What about Mum's guest?
The baby's not due until November.
It sounds ages away when you say it like that.
Oh, it won't be.
Who else knows? Only a few people. Debbie, you, Nigel.
Elizabeth wanted to start telling people before they guessed.
What about Kenton and Shula?
I didn't know Kenton wasn't going to be here tonight.
It's going to be hard for Shula.
I know. I wanted to tell you two first.
I'm really glad.
I don't know what I'm going to say to Shula.
Would it be easier if I told her?
I don't think it would be easier for Shula.
The best way might be to tell Kenton.
I thought of that.
You know how close he and Shula are.
I'm sure Kenton wouldn't mind being the one that tells Shula.
I think it ought to be me, Mum. It is my news and she is my sister.
It's just that she might be rather upset.
I don't think she'll call me an idiot.
Oh, Lizzie, I'm sorry. What I meant
David, you can think what you like of me, but it's not my baby's fault. And I'd like you all to remember that. Its father may not want it, but I do.
Neil, what are you doing out here?
I'm trying to get this pen mended.
But it's pouring with rain.
Flipping wires come adrift. Price to say who hasn't got eggs.
Oh, why don't you come and stand under my brolly?
There's no point. I'm wet through already. That's fixed it.
This letter's come for you.
And you brought it all the way up here?
It's about the job.
Oh. Well, I'll just switch the current back on.
I thought you'd want to open it as soon as possible.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't opened it for me.
Neil, as if I would. Well, aren't you going to open it now?
No, I've got my hands all muddy.
Shall I open it, then?
Well, someone's got to.
So excited.
I bet I haven't got it. It's taken that long for them to send the letter.
Neil! You have!
Have I?
Yes!
I can't believe it.
I always knew you could do it.
Oh, getting a job as a feed rep's one thing. Doing it's another.
Oh, of course you can do it. They wouldn't have given you it if they didn't think you could do it. They want you to start in 3 weeks' time. Just think, you'll never have to come up and see these pigs in the rain again. Yes, and I mean you, you silly old pig.
Yeah, don't talk to them like that.
You do?
Yeah, well, they're my pigs.
Not for much longer. Goodbye, mucky old pig.
Susan, I've told you I'm going to keep some of these pigs.
Oh, Neil, don't be so silly. Think how good it's going to be for Emma and Christopher knowing you're going to be home at a set time every night.
Yeah. Well, Christopher will miss them.
He'd rather have his daddy for fun. Yeah, we're going to have to get you a couple of new suits.
What?
Well, you've got to look smart.
Susan,
and you're going to have to tell Mr. Archer.
He's not going to like it.
Well, he can't expect you to be a pig man forever.
I don't think I'd been anything if it hadn't been for him.
Your trouble, Neil Carter, is that you never seem to think you can do anything on your own.
And if Bill Insley hadn't...
That's in the past, Neil. This is our future. Now, you'd better make a proper appointment to see Mr. Archer.
Susan, I don't know...
Well, I do. And the sooner you tell him, the better.
Are you seriously saying that I should give the Grundys more time?
Cameron, they are trying very hard to find the rent.
And meanwhile, I'm expected to subsidise them?
I was very impressed when I went round Grange Farm last week.
Shula, just because the Grundys have been there for years...
Can't you just wait until next week?
No.
Very well.
I'm quite within my rights to send a formal notice.
I know that.
And if the Grundys aren't prepared to pay that rent, I'll find a tenant who will.
Well, that's not fair. They have paid most of it.
I want that formal 2 months' notice in the post, first class this evening.
So, just running from the car.
Susan, you're late.
Sorry about that. But ever such a lot happened this morning. And then I met Sharon taking Kylie up to Martha's. And I couldn't let them walk all that way in the rain.
I'm afraid I don't have time to listen to excuses. Goodbye.
Don't forget your umbrella.
I wasn't going to.
Oh, dear.
What's got into him this morning?
I think it was my fault. I tried to persuade him not to send the Grundys their formal notice.
And he still wants you to.
I'm not going to send it. I'm going to take it round and explain to them that my report on the farm was very favourable.
I'll try not to be late again, but I couldn't leave Sharon and Kylie.
No, of course not.
I suppose Cameron Fraser would have driven straight past her.
Yeah, probably have splashed them all over into the bargain.
It's just that whenever I see Sharon and Kylie, I think that it could have been me and Emma, if Neil hadn't married me.
That doesn't sound very like Neil.
But I didn't know him then the way I do now.
I've known Neil since he first arrived at Brookfield. And even then he was always anxious to do the right thing.
He's too anxious sometimes.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. I'll just go and leave this brolly to drip in the sink.
I don't think this is what they mean by April showers.
I really understood it, but I do now.
They'll be all right. They could do with a bit of a wash. They'll be off to the boar soon, won't they?
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, I hope this isn't going to last all day.
Well, we do need it.
Yeah, not as much as they need it in East Anglia.
Probably sunny over there.
Yeah, probably.
Mr. Archer.
What?
I wondered if I could have a word.
What sort of a word?
Well, it's about my future.
Your future?
Yeah.
Well... Do we have to talk about it now?
Well, I just thought this was as good a time as any.
Well, it's not really a good time for me.
Well, is something wrong?
Oh, I've just got rather a lot on my mind.
Cameron Fraser still messing you around over Red Oaks Farm?
That's the least of my worries.
If I was you, I'd go up there and tell him face to face.
Yes.
Might as well put all your cards on the table.
That's what I think.
Well, that way you both know exactly where you are.
Wouldn't rain like this in France.
Must do. Who else do they get all them snails?
Oh, blimey. Who's here on a day like this?
Somebody after money, I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, Shola, come in.
Oh, thanks, Clary. Oh, hello, Joe.
What are you doing here again?
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, if it's no trouble.
No, I just made one. You're not working today then, Joe.
What can I do on a day like this?
You could have got on me mucking out the turkey shed.
Oh, would you like a biscuit, Shola?
No, thanks. Oh. This is just what I need.
You didn't come all the way up here for a cup of tea.
Is it about the rent?
I'm afraid so.
We are trying.
I know that.
What did you come up here for, then?
I wanted to explain.
Explain what?
Cameron asked me to send you this. It's a formal notice to pay the rest of the rent within 2 months.
So why didn't you send it, then? Why, the post is, we mightn't have got it till next week.
I wanted to come and explain.
I don't need you to explain that in 2 months' time we won't have a roof over our heads.
Joe!
That's what she was doing round here with her clipboard last week, drawing up an inventory for the next tenant.
Oh, no. Clary, that's not true. I was making a report.
Seeing what bad tenants we were, no doubt.
No. I think you're all working very hard to make a go of this farm.
So why are you throwing us out, then?
I'm only doing what I've been told to do by Cameron Fraser.
Yeah, he preferred you when he was an archer. Not one of Cameron Fraser's women.
Joe, in no way am I one of Cameron Fraser's women.
With that letter in your hand?
Joe, Shula's only doing her job.
We're throwing it out.
She's trying to tell us she's on our side.
That's right.
Well, we don't need the likes of you on our side.
Oh, Clary, where's Eddie?
What do you want to see Eddie for?
Because perhaps he'll understand how impressed I am with the work he's done on the farm.
He'll understand you're kicking us out. And after all we've done,
leave this letter here, then.
Well, why don't you take it with you?
I'm sorry, Joe. I can't do that. Goodbye, Clara.
Oh, Sheila, I'm sorry.
As long as Joe pays the rest of the rent within 2 months, you've got nothing to worry about. You'll be all right, I'm sure.
You have my word of honour that it'll go in the post first thing tomorrow. Now, if you'll excuse me. Well, I'm afraid I don't know what I can say to convince you.
Cameron.
Well, now you have my number, I'm sure you won't fail to avail yourselves of it. Goodbye.
I don't know what any of us did before mobile phones.
Cameron, I wonder if I could have a word.
If it's about the sale of Red House Farm, that's all in the hands of my solicitors.
I think you know what it's about.
Elizabeth.
I'd like to come in, if I may.
I see. Then you'd better.
Thank you.
You'd better come through into the drawing room.
Oh, thank you.
Has Elizabeth asked you to come and see me?
No.
But she has explained my side of the argument.
I don't think your side needs very much explaining, do you?
Won't you sit down?
I'm quite capable of standing, thank you.
Are you sure you wouldn't be more comfortable sitting down?
I don't need to be patronized by you, Cameron. Neither does my daughter.
When have I ever patronized your daughter?
You knew perfectly well what you were getting into with her.
I don't seem to recall that Elizabeth exactly held back.
I'm not saying Elizabeth isn't at fault.
And I think you'll agree with me that the best thing for all concerned is for her to have an abortion as quickly and quietly as possible.
How dare you talk about my grandchild like that?
I'm sure it's an option Elizabeth must have considered.
Oh, obviously, you don't know my daughter at all.
Elizabeth is a very ambitious young woman. She wouldn't want a little thing like this to blight her life.
Elizabeth has no intention of letting it blight her life.
And I will, of course, pay for the abortion.
There isn't going to be an abortion.
Phil.
Don't you dare Phil me. I am not your father-in-law, and I never will be, if I have anything to do with it.
Well, if I can't make you see reason.
See reason?
I don't think we've any more to say.
Oh, don't you? And I'll tell you what I've got to say to you, Mr. Fraser. I only hope that Elizabeth's child never discovers that its father is the most callous, cynical, totally amoral human being that has ever been my misfortune to meet. Good morning.
Bringing you results as they come in, or at least the flavour of the voting trends.
Does anybody want a drink?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Mum, what are you having?
If we're going to stay up all night watching the election results, I thought I'd have a coffee.
I don't know why you and Brian want to stay up all night.
Oh, I just like the way they endlessly play with all those graphs and charts. And Dad just likes to be able to say, I told you so.
I do care about who governs this country, you know.
Yeah, we know that from the time you insisted on going and voting this morning.
You must have been the first people there.
Mm-mm, were you beaten to it by Joe Grundy? Is someone going to answer that?
Come on, Brian. You're the nearest.
We all know who it is.
Well, how can you possibly know who it is unless you answer it?
Well, the minute he hears it's me, he just puts the phone down.
Brian, I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, I'll answer it before it wakes Alice.
Debbie, leave it.
But it might be for me.
Usually you get to the phone before anyone else.
That's not true, and you know it.
Well, it might be important.
Might it?
Well, now we'll never know who it was.
Were you expecting a call, darling?
I thought it might be Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? She's probably out with Cameron Fraser.
Well, it might be any of Debbie's friends.
Or was it Debbie's father?
Oh, what on earth would Roger be doing phoning at this time of night?
Oh, why don't you ring him back and ask him?
Oh, he's going to think it very strange, me suddenly phoning him up.
Really?
Well, if it was important, whoever it was will ring back.
That's why I'm suggesting your mother saves him the trouble.
Dad, don't you think you're getting all this just a bit out of proportion?
What's Roger's number?
Why?
I think your mother wants to speak to him.
I don't think she does.
Brian Roger's the last person I want to speak to.
And you've told him that, have you?
Well, I can't help it if he phones me.
So you're admitting it was him?
Oh, Brian, stop it.
Please, Dad, can't you see Mum's upset?
Well, she doesn't seem to care who else is.
Yeah, neither do you.
I can't stand this.
Dad, how could you?
What?
Do that to Mum in front of me.
Well, she doesn't seem to mind carrying on with Roger in front of you.
She hasn't carried on with Roger in front of me.
Well, all I can say is you must be blind.
Dad, I think at the moment that she's really trying
You can say that again.
Oh, you know what I mean.
She's not going to get away with it, Debbie.
Yeah, well, that's for you and Mum to sort out.
Look, where are you going?
I'm
going
to go and see if she's okay.
No, not for a minute. I want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk about you and Mum.
No. You know, it's not about your mother. Look, hang on. I wanted to talk to you about managing the riding.
Have you decided?
Yes.
And?
Well, of course, none of this will happen till we really get going, but I've been to ask Christine if she'd run it.
What?
I mean, remain the advice at first, of course. I mean, there won't be much to do until we begin to get delivery.
Well, which we will in the end, surely.
Well, perhaps. Anyway, you'll need Chris's advice at first, and then you can gradually take over as we grow. How does that suit?
Thanks, Dad.
But you've got to treat it as a proper job. And you can start by having a chat with Nigel and Elizabeth. See just how much of a discount they're expecting us to give them.
Well, I do think it would be a good idea to have some sort of group membership scheme for places like Lower Loxley.
Well, I just don't want to find that we're subsidising Nigel Pardew.
No, you won't, Dad. I promise.
Hey, David, slow down a bit. Stop getting so worked up.
Well, if I'd been Dad, I'd have hit him.
What good would that have done?
Would have let him know what we think of him.
I think your Dad made that quite clear.
I don't know why you think we should all be nice to Fraser.
Because he's the baby's father.
Ruth, he wants Lizzie to have an abortion. Mind you, how's she going to cope on her own?
Kenton doesn't seem to think she'll have a problem.
That's because Kenton always falls on his feet.
He doesn't always fall on his feet. But the way he's had to move out of Brookfield.
Yeah, he knew he'd have to move out as soon as Mum started doing bed and breakfast again. Anyway, his flat looks okay.
Mm. I wouldn't want to live in Borchester. Still, at least Kenton's given Elizabeth the benefit of the doubt. It's not as if she's going to be coping all alone in some bedsit.
That's true. It'll all end up on Mum's shoulders as usual.
I think your Mum's quite looking forward to it.
She'd look forward to it a lot more if it was legitimate.
Well, that's not the baby's fault.
Since when were you so pro-babies?
I just think that if Cameron wants to change his mind, we should give him a chance.
I don't want him to change his mind. I think the further away he is from Elizabeth, the better.
If I was Elizabeth, I'd...
You could never be Elizabeth. You're not stupid enough.
Oh, thanks very much.
In fact...
What are we stopping for?
Because I can't kiss you and keep my eyes on the road at the same time.
You want to kiss the woman who beat you at 10-pin bowling?
I want to kiss the woman who beats me at most things. Including... being kind to my kid sister. Come here.
You know something?
What?
We might be more comfortable at home.
Yes.
David.
What?
What's that light over there?
Where?
Over there at Ambridge Hall.
Looks black as pitch to me.
There, now, it's moving.
Oh, yeah, somebody with a torch.
It's two people with torches.
I don't like the look of this.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think I am.
There's a lot to steal at Ambridge Hall.
Well, there's obviously two of them.
I think we should go and phone the police.
Oh, there's no time for that. We'll be there before the police.
David.
What?
What if they're an armed gang come to kidnap Linda Snell?
Well, we'll help them make sure the knots are tied properly.
But they might be dangerous.
Well, we'll think about that when we get there.
Linda, I can't see a thing with this.
Well, it's not my fault you didn't leave it on to recharge.
I wasn't expecting to be dragged out of bed in the middle of the night.
You haven't been dragged out of
bed. I've cleaned my teeth.
How? Oh, Robert.
Now what have I done?
You've broken one of my Lord Derby's.
Well, whatever it is, it's very prickly.
Of course it's prickly. It's a gooseberry.
It was a gooseberry.
Robert, that's not very funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lindy.
Where are those pieces of bubble wrap?
Here.
Good. Right, when I ask you, pass me the sellotape.
Couldn't we just cover them up with an old curtain?
Robert, this wall, burgeoned with peaches, apricots and nectarines, is going to be the talking point of Ambridge's contribution to the National Garden Scheme.
The visitors will probably pick it clean.
Oh, no, they won't, because you'll be standing guard. Sellotape, please.
Oh, for a moment.
Now what's the matter?
Can't find the end.
Oh, give it to me. Oh, now you've dropped it.
I've dropped it.
Oh, Robert, what's that?
Watch.
I heard voices.
No, you didn't.
Hey, you, what are you doing?
Oh, David, be careful.
Oh! Look,
Robert!
Look, leave my wife alone. Linda?
Oh! David Archer!
Oh!
What are you doing here?
We saw a light.
Do you always make a habit of trampling over people's gardens in the middle of the night?
We rang the doorbell, and then when there was no answer,
David thought he'd come and play John Wayne.
No, Linda, I think they were only trying to help.
Help? Just look at the trail of devastation across my lettuces.
Love, we can plant some more lettuces.
Well, I'm sorry if we gave you a shock.
It's just we thought.
I think Linda's a bit shaken, that's all.
Don't be so stupid, Robert. Of course I'm not shaken.
I think we should go in and have a drink.
What about these peaches?
But what I don't understand is what you're doing out here.
Ah, Ruth, you're not a gardener. You don't know about protecting peaches from frost in bubble wrap plastic.
Ah.
Well, very sorry we disturbed you.
No, not at all. It's good to know we've got such good neighbours, isn't it, Linda?
Well, we'll be on our way, then.
Well, are you sure you won't stop for a drink?
No, thanks, sir. We've got to get home. Yeah. Come on, David.
Good night.
Now, watch where you're putting your feet. Robert, why are they dancing?
Linda, I can't imagine.
No, it's me, Mum. Can I come in?
Of course, Debbie.
Are you okay?
Why did Brian think it was Roger on the phone?
You tell me.
Well, it might have been Mum or Jill or Elizabeth, like you said.
I did think Dad was a bit hard on you, especially with me there.
I'm sorry, darling.
Are you?
What do you mean?
Oh, Mum, don't let's start this again.
Start what?
You know.
I don't.
Okay. If that's the way you want to play it.
Debbie, I'm trying.
Yes, I know.
Dear, I just wish Brian had noticed.
I think he has noticed.
Well, then why is he treating me like this?
Mum, that's for you and Brian to sort out.
But he doesn't seem to want to sort it out.
Do you?
Oh, of course I do. I hadn't chosen the easy option, you know.
Was Roger the easy option?
What?
Mum, I told you. I guessed ages ago what was going on with Roger.
Oh, Debbie.
You are having an affair with him, aren't you?
Not anymore. We haven't spoken to each other all week. Not because I haven't wanted to.
Oh, Debbie, what are you doing here?
I wanted to know Mum was all right.
She's all right. She's seen to that.
What do you mean?
You've always known where to look for sympathy.
I wasn't looking for sympathy.
Suppose you've told him all about the terrible life you lead with me.
I have a very good life with you. I'm very grateful for
it. Grateful? Is that why you married me?
I married you because I loved you.
And now you've had enough.
Oh, I don't want to listen to this.
Brian, I haven't had enough.
Of me? Or of him?
Tom, are you there?
Oh, Nelson, is that you?
Ah, good morning. You're up and about early?
Early? Oh, it's 9 o'clock.
That's still early for the likes of me.
That's because you stays up all night to watch it in the telly.
Oh, you've done all this morning.
The earlier in the morning you ho, the better.
Except with all that rain, we had on Wednesday that made the weeds get a move on.
The weeds always get a move on.
You'll have to have a wild garden like Linda Snell's.
I wonder how her peaches stood up to that frost last night.
Did you lose much?
Oh, nipped a few tops here and there.
Oh, then perhaps I can help you.
Oh, what have you got there, then?
Oh, I thought they might add your display of colour for the National Garden Scheme.
Oh, I can't go messing about with those.
Well, I don't think I'll get round to planting them.
Well, some of these seeds are years old.
Some of them were ones I found in the cupboard when Dad died.
Ah, and this one's half-used.
Well, I still thought it had more than enough lobelia seeds for the average gardener.
My lobelia went in at the end of January.
Perhaps you'd like to keep them for next year.
The seeds I don't save, I buys in fresh every year.
Oh.
Well, I ain't got time to go messing about with them.
Then do you know anyone else who'd like them?
Well, you could try Martha. I don't know if she's that fussy.
Tom, forgive me for asking, but have I offended you?
Offended me?
By offering you these seeds?
No, Nelson, no, it's not you. It's just that Jill and me are going to see the Archdeacon this morning.
And you think to wrap your knuckles over the bell tower?
Well, I'm sure Jill and I thought what we was doing was for the best.
Oh, the Archdeacon will understand that, surely.
The trouble is, I don't know as he will. It's very unusual to apply for a second faculty. And it's involved him in a lot of extra work.
Here, my dear.
Oh, right.
Sharon, whatever have you got there?
Just let me take my coat and gloves off and I'll show you.
You must be warm in all that lot.
Oh, phew, I am. Well, it's such a lovely morning, I thought you'd be in the garden.
Isn't it a change from Wednesday?
Oh, I was soaked to the skin by the time I got to work. Oh, I'm sure I've got a cold.
Well, you want to get yourself a good pair of Wellington boots.
I'm not walking round in Wellington boots.
Why ever not?
Reminds me of when I was a kid and the only shoes we had to wear was Wellington boots.
Oh, where's Kylie?
Oh, in the garden. She was that tired this morning, she fell asleep in her pushchair on the way up here.
Couldn't she sleep?
She didn't go to bed till late.
A kiddie of her age ought to be in bed by 7 o'clock.
If she was in bed by 7 o'clock, I'd never see her.
Well, couldn't you change your shift at the factory?
Yes, but then I couldn't work for Pat as well.
I thought Pat was very busy at the moment, what with doing the ice cream for Lower Loxley.
I know she wants me to do some extra hours.
It'd be good for Kylie to have a regular bedtime.
I know, but I can't afford to work for Pat full time. Here, look at this trike I bought for Kylie.
Where did you get that?
Oh, it's second hand. I got it at the Oxfam shop. Mind you, I thought they were still asking a lot for it.
You shouldn't complain when it's for a good cause.
I thought now the fine weather's coming, Kylie could ride around the garden on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's ever so safe.
But would my garden be?
What do you mean?
Well, only last week she knocked over all my geranium cuttings.
Oh, she's only little. I'm sure it was an accident.
Well, I'm not saying it wasn't, but I've got my public to think of.
Your public?
Well, I wouldn't want to let the kiddies' hospice down.
That's not till July.
It's the work you do now what counts. Kylie can play on that inside as much as she likes.
Martha, Kylie needs fresh air.
She can go out in her buggy when she's asleep.
She's getting to an age where she needs to run about.
Well, she'll have to run about in your garden when you get her home.
Oh, have you seen the state of our garden?
Yeah, I'm afraid I have, my dear.
Oh, well, if you're saying Kylie's too much of a nuisance...
I just can't afford to have her spoiling my garden.
Well, she won't.
Sharon, where are you going?
I'm going to take her somewhere she can run about outside.
Well, my dear, that's entirely up to you.
I wish you'd do my hand washing for me.
Don't you dare buy any baby clothes that need hand washing.
My baby's going to have the snazziest, jazziest outfits you've ever seen.
I think babies look awful in all those bright colours.
Only if the baby looks awful in the first place. I hope it doesn't have my legs.
There's nothing wrong with your legs.
Yeah, you've never heard Cameron Fraser on the subject.
I've never wanted to. There, I think I've got that moss stain out. It's such a shame David's only had this coat a couple of weeks.
I wish I'd been there when he sprung on Linda Snell.
Well, I think it was very foolish of David and Ruth rushing in there like that.
Fancy Linda not even being grateful.
I don't think I'd have been grateful to be found in my dressing gown wrapping peach trees up in bubble plastic.
I'm sure the National Garden scheme will lead to still greater excesses.
Oh, I hope people aren't going to get too carried away.
False hope, I'm afraid, Mum. Is that Debbie?
Yes. She's just tying Tolly to the fence.
Oh, no, she mustn't tie him up. How's David going to throw himself on and gallop off in defence of the gardens of Ambridge?
You are in a good mood this morning. Come in, Debbie, it's open.
Morning.
Elizabeth, what are you doing here?
Oh, Nigel and I work late.
How are you, Debbie?
Oh, I'm great. It's just the situation at home that's a bit fraught.
Oh, dear.
I thought the best thing to do this morning was just keep out of the way.
I'm sure it'll all blow over.
Oh, I wish I thought so.
I'm sure it will.
What are Brian and Jennifer arguing about?
Elizabeth, it's got nothing to do with us.
Well, all's fair in love and war.
I think I'd rather have the war.
Oh, but guess what? You're going to give Lower Loxley a whacking discount for the fishing and riding?
Close. Dad's going to let me help manage the riding.
Good. Then we stand a chance of getting a decent discount.
Debbie, if you want a cup of coffee, would you mind making it yourself? I've got to pick Uncle Tom up at 10:15.
Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
And I really don't want to be late.
You're not frightened of the Archdeacon, Mum.
No, of course I'm not. We did what we thought right at the time.
I should just dump the blame on Jerry Buckle.
I don't think that's very fair.
Why not? He's not here.
For that very reason. I'm just going to hang this on the line. Oh, Sharon! Did you give me a shock?
Oh, I was just going to knock. I wondered if Elizabeth was home.
Yes, she is. You better come in.
Hello, Sharon.
Hello. Oh, Kylie's very taken with your horse, Debbie.
Oh, now, you mustn't go too near him, Kylie. All right.
I think that's easier said than done.
Oh, he nearly kicked Alice the other day.
Oh, he doesn't look vicious.
Oh, no, he's not, but, you know, when he's got small children playing.
Did you want something, Sharon? Oh, is it true that Pat's going to be doing ice cream at Lower Loxley?
Yes. She's going to be out on the lawn under a striped awning, scooping away like mad.
Oh, Kylie, put that down.
Oh, it's only a spoon.
Mummy said put it down. Oh, sorry about this. Give it to Mummy now. Oh, sometimes they just won't do as they're told.
What did you want to know about the ice cream for?
I wondered if there might be a chance for me to be the one selling it.
Oh, what about the canning factory?
Give that here, Kylie. Oh, they aren't opening the week after Easter. No work.
Oh, dear.
Pat wants me to do more hours, but I can't because of Kylie.
Then how could you work at Lower Loxley?
Oh, easy. I could bring her with me. Then she could run around to her heart's content. Kylie, I warned you. Sorry about this. Kylie.
I don't think it'd be a very good idea to have her running round at Lower Loxley. No, neither do I.
Oh, I thought you'd have a bit of sympathy. Put in a good word for me with Nigel.
What?
I should know by now that no one understands unless they've had a baby.
Understands what?
What it's like trying to keep everything together.
Here we are, Uncle Tom.
Well, are you sure these are climbers?
It says climbing roses here.
Oh, well, what colour do you want then?
I thought a nice yellow one.
Have you got something on the wall to support it?
I will have.
Oh, my goodness. They're rather expensive.
I deserve it to cheer myself up. And I'm going to buy you something to cheer you up.
Well, I'd be more cheerful if the Archdeacon had just understood that we did what we thought was best.
I'm sure he did understand.
Reminds me of when I got in trouble at school.
I can't imagine you being in trouble.
Oh, I can assure you I was. I was very good with a catapult.
Oh.
Hey, is that Martha? Oh, what's she doing here?
I know she hasn't got Kylie this morning because Sharon came over to Brookfield with her.
Dear, what are you two doing here? I thought you'd gone to see the Archdeacon.
Yes, Martha. And we just stopped here to cheer ourselves up.
We got some lovely plants, haven't they? I just fancy one of them crabapple trees. My Joey was always very partial to crabapple jelly.
Well, if you want crabapples, you can always have some of mine. I don't think Prue will be making crabapple jelly again.
Oh, thanks. That's very kind of you, Tom. Did he say anything to you about the church floor?
I'm afraid we're going to have to take it up again.
But the last time you had to put it all back, in case folks fell down it.
Well, we've been told off for doing that.
This time they're going to send a specialist joiner to come and look at the floor as soon as possible. And how long's all that going to take, then? We don't want people coming to look at the gardens, falling through holes in the church floor.
Well, they'll probably just open it up, have a look, and cover the whole lot up again.
Well, Linda Snell says they might have to dig up all the church and the churchyard.
Oh, I don't think so, Martha.
I don't want people coming to look at my garden, having to see the churchyard that looks like a building site.
Well, you know the answer to that.
Yeah, I do. I should just have to make sure I put on a really good show so that I don't let the kids' hospice down.
Oh, dear.
If we'd only taken our time with that floor in the first place.
Only one glass of champagne.
That's for Debbie to celebrate her job.
Aren't you celebrating?
What?
The election.
That.
I've sold more champagne this lunchtime than I did on New Year's Eve. The whole of Porter's Young Conservatives must be here. Camera must be as pleased as I am.
Why?
Is this the reason I haven't seen him all this week? Because he's north of the border, voting Scottish nationalist?
Nelson, I don't know what Cameron votes.
Elizabeth, forgive me for asking, but is this misery because your party didn't win?
I didn't vote.
It could be your children's future that was being decided. Are you sure you only want a mineral water?
Yes.
Now, what would you like in it?
A lump of ice and a twist of lemon.
Oh, well, there you are. Today, they're on the house.
Thanks. When Nigel gets here, will you tell him we're at the table in the corner? Excuse me. Thanks. Excuse me. Thank you. Oh, there you are. One glass of champagne.
Oh, well, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. Lucky you. I suppose I won't taste champagne again until after the baby's born.
Oh, I promise you I'll turn up at the hospital with a bottle.
I'll probably have forgotten the taste by then.
Have you spoken to Cameron this week?
No. I don't suppose he'll ever speak to me again after Dad's performance.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't suppose it would bother Cameron if his baby turned out like Kylie.
It won't turn out like Kylie.
Who says?
Oh, Cameron's not the only fish in the sea.
He's the only one that's my baby's father.
Yeah, and he's made his position on that fairly clear.
Lots of men find it really difficult when they find out they're going to be fathers. I don't remember Brian being that enchanted by the prospect of Alice. Is Sharon following us around?
Oh, I knew I'd find somebody here who could give me a lift back to Ambridge.
Oh, we're not going back to Ambridge.
Oh, I don't mind waiting. Mrs. Antrobus said she'd have Kylie all day.
Well, we're meeting Nigel. Why don't you catch the bus?
What bus?
To Ambridge.
There isn't one today. Oh, I know they say use it or lose it, but you can't use it if there isn't one, can you? Oh, I know I haven't got a drink, Nelson, but I only came in to try and get a lift.
Oh, I think I can support one non-drinker today. Elizabeth, there's a telephone call for you.
I knew I should have phoned Nigel to remind him.
Oh, it's not Nigel. It's Cameron Fraser, and he's most insistent that he should speak to you.
The Archers was written by Louise Page and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed and edited in our Pebble Mill studios by Vanessa Whitburn. This is Radio 4. It's just after 11:15.